Part 2.
So, we can't yet confirm our offer price, but assuming it would be in the region of £7.5 million, what are our financing options?
Basically, there are three options, some of which could be combined. We can finance the acquisition out of our capital reserves. We can borrow, or we can pay the three current owners in the form of newly issued shares in Foodstyle.
And which option do you favor, Francisco?
I'd prefer to issue new shares to the value of £7.5 million and buy out the owners that way. The limited company continues to exist as before. There's just a change of owner, that's all. Foodstyle would be entered into the register of companies as the owner of 100% of the equity of No Frills.
Any views on that, Esther?
Well, it's perfectly possible, of course. But there's always the risk of upsetting existing shareholders. We have some quite important institutional shareholders, and they might worry about the impact of a new share issue on their own shareholding. And we shouldn't forget, company law stipulates that the shareholders have the right to buy newly issued shares. We would need to get a 75% vote from them in favor of waiving their right to these shares before we could offer them to the three owners of No Frills. Votes like this can be risky.
And bringing in loan capital?
I'm against it.
I'm not in favor either. You see, borrowing conditions are not so easy at the moment, so we might be looking at fairly unattractive rates of interest and a drain on the company's finances for the entire repayment period.
And what about taking the money out of capital reserves? I think we need the shareholders' approval here.
Absolutely. It's needed for any acquisition of a company or a stake in a company involving an obligation of more than €2 million. But we would avoid the complications of a share issue.
Of course you're right, Esther. But our capital reserves amount to €10 million at the moment. I don't want them to become so depleted that we overexpose ourselves. After all, our recent acquisition, the bread company, isn't doing so well. And we may have to ask the shareholders to approve a release of capital from our reserves to finance investment there.
Yeah, it's as I thought. There's no easy answer here. But I think we're all agreed that No Frills represents an excellent acquisition opportunity. So why don't we now...